Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay. Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
Time for the Puffcast. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, the outrageous Scott Brennan.
I'm eating.
Is it bread?
It's bread. It's really good.
Thanks fuck for that. And the punctual, with nothing foreign in his mouth, Toby Sullivan.
Now you say the word.
It's time for the Puffcast. I have no fucking idea what's on this episode.
I don't know.
That's all right.
I don't care.
We recorded this one so long ago that it has gone into just, it's like being a memento.
Happy new millennium, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Elton John got married?
Wow. Gee, I've got really high hopes for the Sydney Olympics.
Yeah. Well, you tell us at the end what you think. Puffcast at talkingpuffy.com.au.
Or better yet, not. Yeah.
By your inflection, I can tell that you think what you're saying is funny, but no. Puffcast.
Talking Puffy Live is coming to Adelaide for the Feast Festival for 3 shows only between November 16 and 19. So if you've never seen a grown man masturbate and cry at the same time, come to the Miles Bar about 90 minutes after showtime. Bookings and details at talkingpuffy.com.au.
But you are, Blanche. You are in that chair.
Puffcast. Well, it's time for Dear Talking Puffy. And as has become...
I'm being a typewriter.
That's lovely.
Typewriters from the 70s.
And so am I. I'm an aging bit of puff.
Wait. I'll do a sound effect. I'll do it. No, I'm doing it. I'm an iPad. Okay.
Oh,
wasn't that worth it?
I liked it.
Yeah, thanks.
It was great.
It's a yes from me.
Yes, thank you.
Start this segment again. But yeah, we've had a letter from Gary from Port Douglas.
Hi, oh. Gary from Port Douglas.
And Gary Summer. Is responding to one of our previous Dear Talking Puffies.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You might remember when Luke wrote in, who was yet to have sex and wanted to know what kind of equipment.
Oh, yes.
And we said, you know, butt plug. Condoms and your own dick was probably enough.
Yeah, block and tackle.
Gary wants to disagree.
Right.
He says, either I'm getting too comfortable or you forgot the basics.
Oh,
all right.
While Luke may have all the equipment he needs, in inverted commas, on board, plus condoms, there are a few things that will make the whole event smoother and more enjoyable.
Right.
Is he trying to sell us something? Yeah. This sounds like...
Are you sure this isn't from Grunty McFuckery? Yeah,
is there a link you have to click?
Yes, he's selling lube by Amway.
Yes, right.
He says, make the whole event smoother and more enjoyable. Well, they do for me and my partner. Just for the record, we've been together for 28 years.
Wow.
The first 27 were the worst.
Zing.
He's been listening to our show too long.
I just wish he'd included the name of the B&B he runs in Port Douglas.
Yes.
With Mrs. Gary.
He says, my minimum standards are...
My minimum standards?
Well, there's your first mistake.
Minimum
standards. It's like the requirements on the side of a software box.
Yeah. You must be this tall to ride this ride.
My minimum standards are towel.
Right.
Yes.
And lube.
Right.
Because we didn't mention lube last time. I think we were trying to suggest don't put anything in there.
Yeah.
Well, what we were talking about a lot last time is that you don't have to...
Go in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently, now this is something that's going on a lot, even in the straight world.
Mm.
Apparently, there is a rampant diagnosis of... anal fissures from people who don't use the loo.
Oh, really?
Mostly young women who don't realise you need it.
Right.
Because they're self-sourcing around the other end.
They go, oh, it must be the same. Right.
So, apparently, lots of girls taking it up the bum and needing to have stitches or Botox, which is also a treatment you can get for anal fissures.
Botox in your ass.
Botox what
makes
in your ass.
Bum not move anymore.
Mm.
You don't want a wrinkly date. That's good.
Look at my ass. It looks like Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. Your ring hole looks like Nicole Kidman's forehead.
Does my bum look old in this? Oh, my God. Can you imagine, Celine Dion's a major proponent of Botox. Can you imagine Celine Dion's expressionless ass? Can you imagine Celine Dion's perfectly calm asshole? I can't tell. Is that shit happy or sad? I don't know.
I don't trust an asshole that can't raise its eyebrows.
Her ass has no emotions. Yeah.
But can we just go back a little bit? I agree with him, with Gary, was it, that lube is important.
Is important.
Yeah, if you get vinyl,
this is minimum standards. He does have...
But his
there are optional extras.
Yes. Minimum standard, though, is towel.
Towel.
Like, is he one of those prissy queens that's like, oh my God, you've come, quick, get it off, get out of the shower.
Perhaps he's one of those prissy queens that doesn't want shit on the sheets.
Maybe douche should be part of his minimum standard.
But sometimes even when you douche, there's stuff way up there that makes its way down.
Well, if you're digging a bit deep.
The heart holds a lot of secrets.
Yeah. Every now and then,
put it that way.
If you're going to go digging, every now and then you're going to strike oil.
I think he probably is a bit fussy. I think putting the towel, like the towel came first.
Yeah.
The towel was the first one. Minimum standard.
And I think
unless he has Toby Sullivan sex and the towel's got a hole cut. Yeah.
Unless he's using the towel as a full body condom.
Yes. Or he's folding the towel into the shape of a swan before he uses it.
Or maybe it's because he's in Port Douglas where it's very sweaty.
Oh, perhaps.
And, you know, it doesn't take long to get up a bit of, you know, stinky sweat.
Oh, well, two birds in one stone, less lube.
Less lube.
Yeah.
But he says, to make it special, in order of must have, you add...
Jesus Christ. You think it was like a cooking show?
Yes.
First ingredient.
Okay, so Chrissy, I've prepared some lube and some amyl. Now, you just have a little bit of that.
It'd make MasterChef more interesting, wouldn't it?
Now, that'll take about 2 minutes for the rush to subside. So here's one I've prepared earlier. Mm-hmm, right, okay, that's very interesting. You can just knock it up in 20 minutes when you get home from work.
He says, to make it special, in order, pre-shower.
Yes.
Because that's obviously where you get your douching done.
Yeah, the cleaner you are, the dirtier I get.
Candles is his next, the next thing Gary
They tend
has
to
the
snap
list.
Off inside you. Okay, all right, okay. Misread that one.
I think they're votive candles for the romance. Oh my God, Scott Brennan. Now this is the next one that he says we need. Lots of time.
Oh yeah, good. Yes.
Well, it has been 28 years.
One drink only.
Oh.
So just a glass of Chardonnay.
Oh, Gary.
Oh God.
Seriously.
With ice in it because it's in Port Douglas. Yeah. No in advance who's on top.
Oh, really? What, you play paper, scissors, rock? Right,
maybe you play Nude Twister until someone just falls in.
He is turning this into the most joyless experience.
This is the next bit. I go, oh, I see where this is going.
Oh.
Someone you both want with a big dick.
Okay.
After 27 years.
Yeah, okay.
Good music playing in the distance.
What are they in the exhibition buildings or something? Like, in the distance. Hang on, I'm just popping next door to put on a CD.
Hang on a minute, Gary. I'm going to go around the corner and put on Steps. You get the towel ready.
And then finally, more towels and lube.
Right.
Well, look, it's great that he has a procedure.
He also asks, what makes it special for you besides lettuce? Wes isn't here.
Do you know what? Oh, I forbid music.
Forbid music?
Oh, really?
Music.
Yes. It's just...
Because you don't want to be pumping away with...
You know that embarrassing moment at a party where you've got your iPod on shuffle?
And you have a lot of novelty songs as well.
I do, rather. And everyone's having a great time and then a really bad song comes on and just ruins the party.
We had that at your place. In fact, every second song was one of those songs.
Yeah.
We still had I Want You Back in the middle
we
of it.
We had a ball. We did a dance number. Your still, boyfriend wanted to stab us with a broken glass.
I've apologised for Joe Dolce. I don't know what else I can do. Just let bygones be, because that's exactly my point. Imagine if that happened in the middle of, you know.
Well, this is why I've only ever played like one CD that I know what song is in order of what.
Do you have like a fuck mix?
I used to, but see, this is the thing. Like, you live with your partner in your flat.
Yes.
And it's fine. I live with my boyfriend in a house. But I used to live with other people. And the music.
You've got to cover your tracks.
Is supposed to be louder than the. Oh, yeah! Right. That's what the music's
supposed
for.
To.
Supposed to.
Right, right. That's why there's the single AC/DC disc in your collection.
Yeah.
No, it used to be, for a while it was George Michael, Listen Without Prejudice.
Right.
Because it starts off slow, the praying for time, and then you get into freedom, freedom. And then
The towels come out.
Yeah, then the towels come out for the slow one after that.
And so you had one CD, was your go-to CD. Did you ever be in the middle of it and think, oh, fuck, up to track six, I'm running late. I better.
I never took that.
Did they have me?
Yeah. I think once I got to track four. Once. The other one was Annie Lennox's album. You know, that first one, On Her Own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did the housemates ever go, oh, there's something wrong with that George Michael CD, Adam? There's all this moaning in it.
When I say housemates, I lived with my sister for a long time.
Okay, anyway, that's... wow, creepy.
In that case, I would have actually hired a construction crew. I would have bought the house next door just so I can make demolition sounds. Well, I'm doing that.
I would have just, you know, made my bedroom like the fucking Abbey Road recording studios. It would have been completely soundproof.
Egg cartons.
Yes. Bloody hell.
Oh,
but what makes it special for me is knowing their name.
He said special, not unheard of.
Oh, okay, right.
Not once in a lifetime.
Special. Toby, do you have a...
Makes it special. I don't think Gary and I should fuck. I don't subscribe to this. Put on music, light candles, all that sort of stuff. That just puts too much pressure on it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because if it's not working, well, I've lit all these candles.
These
candles don't buy themselves.
I
like the bolt from above.
We're having sex now.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah, right. I'll finish the dishes later.
Surprise butt sex.
Surprise butt sex.
See, I don't want to... We may cut this out.
Okay.
I recently had a conversation with my boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And because sometimes we'll be in the middle of some very exciting foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, right, I just have to go off and do this. And there's, you know, sometimes up to 10 minutes of whatever he's cleaning out of
there. Oh, right. Yeah.
And I just go, can't you just
preparation
do that beforehand? And he's like, well, then it won't be spontaneous. I'm like... What's the problem if you've cleaned it and we don't have sex?
What's
the problem? You've got a clean asshole.
Also, you know, like spontaneous is relevant. Like, it's very rare that you're sitting reading a magazine and just go, oh, you know, I'm just going to go and fuck Peter.
Like, see, I have actually thought that. Oh, that's weird.
And an idea occurs to you maybe at lunchtime or something. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm going to bust a move later on or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean...
But this whole, like, setting up, like, the, you know, setting up a kit to, you know, like...
But then again, these guys, they've been together for 27 years. It's almost, I think after 27 years, you probably need to have things like candles and do all of that keep it kind of fresh.
Yeah. And this is true, too. Like, as the Italians say, that the appetite comes with the eating.
Yes.
Like, if you start lighting, I'm lighting a candle, Mrs. Gary. 3 hours and counting.
Yeah.
Like, it might generate its own heat.
Well, maybe, but, you know, birthday parties are really embarrassing for them.
When I said blow out the cake,
we're never going to mass again.
This is the worst carols by candlelight ever.
Thank God they're not Jewish. Imagine the menorah. Oh, dearie me, if you have a question or you want to respond to something someone said in a Do You Talking Puffy months ago, you can email us, puffcast@talkingpuffy.com.au.
I don't want to talk to these cocksuckers, but you have to.
Puffcast. Well, it's time for interrogation.
Interrogation. Yay.
Now, we are going to interrogate someone who, sadly, we couldn't get into the studio. He's one of our favourite comedians because, look, I can only speak for myself, but God, I want to suck him off. Harley Breen. How are you, Harley Breen?
Pretty good. What an intro.
Ah, yes.
Now, you keep telling me you've got a small dick, and is that just to try and turn me off, or is that...
I was hoping that'd do it for you.
Because it's not, because I'm not interested in that side.
Shucks.
Now, Harley, we have a brief menu of probing questions for you.
Yeah, probing.
For your interrogation.
Right.
So let's start with the fundamentals. What's your drag name, love?
My drag name. I get locked up on it because do you guys know Crystal Vase?
Crystal Vase? No.
Is that a real person?
I love that.
It's a real drag queen. And right. I just think that's the best name ever. And everything I come up with is nowhere near as good. And mine are all like really male names, like Captain Lightning Rod.
That's like a porn star from the 70s.
Yeah, no, I just can't come up with a drag name.
It's like a porn star or stuntman.
Yeah.
Captain Lightning Rod. Oh, no, you know what is? The lead singer of a really shitty covers band.
Yes, yes.
Okay, look, let's try a different tack, right? Just say you got to disappear one gay from the face of the earth forever. You could just vaporise a gay. Who's going to get it in the neck?
Jesus Christ, that's heavy. Ellen Jones.
Oh, good answer.
Correct.
Good answer. Good answer.
I thought you were going to say me to stop me sexually harassing you.
No, what would I have to do on a Sunday then?
Is that why we keep ending up on gigs together?
Now, Harley, you freely admit that that you're not gay, but you could be. You're just married too early.
Yeah.
Yes, I think there's a lot of boys in the same category.
Uh-huh. So
what, do you meet regularly or something?
Yeah, we all meet and just frustratingly look at each other.
Is this because, you know, your father was of the cloth?
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. You know, maybe if I'd grown up in a different world, I would have gone, fuck, that's a good option. I'd have heaps of disposable income. I wouldn't have a dependent.
Yes.
So in a parallel universe, right, who will you marry when gay marriage is finally legalised? Who will your gay husband be?
I'm right here, oh. Harley.
You slut box.
You'd just be my bitch on the side.
Ah, yeah! He's a player, ladies. He's a player.
To be perfectly honest with you, if in a parallel universe I was gay, then there's no fucking way I'd get married. It's horrendous.
Oh, you can't say that. You've been married to your lovely wife for nearly 412 years.
Yes, I have.
Gay Harley would be out there playing the field, and you'd be at the peel, and you go, "Look, who just arrived? Crystal Vase is here again."
I sucked her off in the toilets last Thursday.
Yeah, it's tiny.
Now, this is a very quick question that will sort of, you know, the gayer you are, the easier you'll get it. What's your signature dish?
Oh, my signature dish. I make a great lamb meatballs.
Oh, is that a dish or a dish or a sexual act?
Are you coming on to me, Harley?
I'm coming, it's just not onto you.
Oh, you thing.
Oh my god. When did this turn into the podcast from a theatre restaurant?
He's behind you.
Generally, yes.
Yeah.
Look, Harley, finally, very quickly, Saturday night or Sunday morning?
Sunday morning.
Yeah, right. Yep. Healthy.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Early bird.
Is that when I get to be your bit on the side?
Yeah, it's only because I was having such a great time Saturday night.
Oh, right.
He's still out on Sunday morning.
Yeah, on Sunday morning. Absolutely. Yeah. He doesn't realise that it's no longer Saturday night. Oh, Harley Breen, you're hereby interrogated. Thank you so much for your contributions.
It's great to be coming along.
Well, we look forward to seeing you in person very soon so we can all get very handsy with you.
Grass.
Why does he never sound excited about being sexually harassed by us?
Straight acting. Straight acting.
It takes a lot of control.
He's there, done that.
Yeah.
I think his wife has walked back in the room. Yeah, grouse.
Yeah, right. Grouse. Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Harley Breen.
Yeah.
Cece feels things deeply. Cece is a deeply feeling person.
Poofcast. All right, it's time. It's time.
It's that time again.
TikTok.
Where's
clearly, this segment has driven us to delirium.
Yes. It's terrible.
Absolute depths of insanity, if not inanity. Where are you this week?
Look, there's lots of colour and movement.
You say that every fucking week.
You never go anywhere where there isn't.
It's called the Poofcast. What else do you expect, mag?
Jeez.
All right, there's lots of colour and movement.
Lots of colour. Everyone's happy and proud and...
No Fruit Loops this week.
Oh, no, there's lots of Fruit Loops.
Are you at some kind of gay pride parade?
Yep.
Are you at the Mardi Gras?
Nah.
Are you at Melbourne Pride?
Nah.
No, you said colour and movement.
Don't just go through the state.
Oh, are you, is this place, are you in Australia?
Yep.
Well, either you are or you aren't, unless it's Christmas Island.
Look, about 35 odd people were massacred near here.
Oh, so you've gone for the cheery option this week.
That's good.
Great.
Are you at the Tunnel Nightclub?
Are you in Tasmania?
Yeah.
Are you doing your show? Are you doing a plug for your show at Taz Pride?
Got to get something out of this. Tina Del Twist, my aunt Tina Del Twist, is performing in Hobart for Taz Pride.
Oh, my God.
November 11th and 12th. Hang up now. Okay, bye.
Well, you can also see us.
It's true. Tasmania is speaking of massacres, Tasmania is being assaulted by faggotry.
Wes and us.
We are on the 5th of November, and Tina Del Twist is, what, 11th and 12th?
11th and 12th.
Oh, she gets 2 days.
Ah, right.
There you go, girls. Come on down, you fucking Kathmandu jackets and your wood pencil cases and whatever.
Come on. Oh, we can go down to the Salamanca markets and throw up on some handmade jewellery.
In fairness, Hobart does have the world's best gay bar. It does have the training bar and the
Oh my God. Yes. Yeah. Oh,
and we can all go shopping during the day and buy those like old man heads carved out of apples that have all kind of
true.
Oh, I remember those from the Leyland brothers.
Yeah.
I've still got those.
Look, people of Hobart, I love you. I just hate where you live.
I think Hobart is a beautiful place.
It is a beautiful place, but it's in Hobart.
What bits of Hobart are beautiful?
It's mountain meets the ocean. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's actually... Toby, I can see you through the window.
All the way from Hobart?
All the way from Hobart.
No.
Yeah.
We're Skyping him.
Mountain meets the ocean. Yeah, Hobart's got nothing on, like, Nice. Absolutely not.
I think it's beautiful and it's really affordable.
Okay. You know when you say affordable, that just means...
Shit.
Yeah.
Do you know when people talk about their towns, they just go, no, it's really good because like I can leave home and I can be at work in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
That is code for there's nothing there.
Yes. There's nothing
you
that stops
me. You live in a field. You're a farmer. You drive a tractor from your shitty house to a fucking cow. That's not good. You know where it takes a really long time to drive to work? Manhattan, Los Angeles, London. Can you see a theme developing here? You know where it takes 10 minutes to drive to work? Hobart, Castlemaine, Cooper Pedy.
Well, after that ringing endorsement, people of Hobart, I hope you come along.
Yes. Wow.
Just see how much Toby loves you in the mouth, in the front row.
On the bright side, I'll be drunk when I get there.
Yay. So by the time they run you out of town, you'll have a hangover.
Oh, Wes.
It's the segment that keeps on giving, isn't it? Well, it is.
Giving me gonorrhea.
Meats and cheeses, you are rocking my clock, Mary.
Poofcast. It's time to talk to our sexpert, the very gorgeous.
And he puts the pert
he does
into
put the pert,
sex
pert, doesn't sex he? Pert. Colin Matruni from the Victorian AIDS Council. How are you, darling?
I'm good. You'll never guess where I am.
Oh, no,
we never will.
We never do.
No.
Have you ever walked past those places that say Thai foot massage?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not actually right this very moment because we're having a little break, but I'm actually having a foot massage at one of those places.
Oh,
the reflexology.
No, no, no. It's one of those, like, it looks a bit sus. Looks like it could be a bit of a rub and tug.
On your foot? What?
Are you getting a toe and go? A toe blow and go?
A heel and feel. A soul and hold. Yay!
Anyway.
Correct response.
Yeah. Correct response, come on.
We'd better talk about matters of substance and import.
Yes.
Yes, because I'm making a lot of noise in my little cubicle.
You are.
Oh, not going anywhere near that one.
Now, Colin, we are devastated and alarmed to hear that the young people are catching diseases left, right and centre without any kind of knowledge about what they should be doing to prevent that happening.
Well, I'm not so sure that they have no knowledge.
Right.
But I think sometimes people make decisions based on partial knowledge. It's what's been revealed in the social research, that younger men are less likely to be involved in sex which involves multiple partners or casual sex, but they will enter into what's known as serial monogamous relationships, and these relationships can last for as long as a week.
That's a long time when you're 19.
Yes.
That's like forever.
or be as short as a couple of days. And the thing is that people make decisions based on meeting people after a very short period of time. And I think perhaps sometimes those decisions are ill-informed in terms of the sexual health of partners.
Mm. So kids aren't like having like wild, crazy party sex, but they're like, oh my God, he texted me back. There's no way he's a bag of AIDS.
Yeah.
Because AIDS does come in bags.
Yeah, it does.
I'm not going, I wouldn't. That term is very interesting. I've never, in all my years working, I've never heard that one.
Well, you got to mix with the young kids, like I do.
Yeah, wow.
You got to put your feet on the street and spin the platter chatter with the.
No one says platter. You're just failing
at this, Toby.
Yep. Coming off creepy instead of relevant yet again.
Yeah.
So, I think that the problem there is that people, because I think that a lot of gay, young gay men certainly know about safe sex, they know about HIV, they know how to prevent HIV, but often get involved in very, very trusting relationships very early and make decisions based on partial knowledge. And I think that that's basically the problem. I don't actually believe, I know a lot of people, what we hear generally when there's a spike in any new infections in any age group is, oh, these stupid people are complacent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they are complacent. I've never met anybody who said, well, I'm going to go out tonight and I'm going to have sex. And I don't really care if I get HIV. I don't care if I get AIDS. That's okay. That's cool. That's what complacency is, a disregard for the outcome of your actions. But, I mean, I don't think these young people are complacent. They're just making decisions based on sort of partial knowledge.
You think that perhaps they're assuming that people of good character that they trust, that because you trust someone personally means that they don't have an infection?
Well, I think that generally speaking, and I mean, a lot of these young people are actually having sex with other young people.
Yeah.
And I think that they believe...
Do you think that they construe wanting to have safe sex as somehow an act of distrust in their partner? Do you think that they feel like they're being distrustful if they insist on...
I think there may be that, and there's also the situation where people decide that they want to have sex without condoms because they think it's a greater sign of intimacy.
Mm. Well, how does this kind of relate to testing? Do you have like any stats as to how often young people are being tested or going for STI tests?
It's not broken down by age,
right.
So they only do the kind of the quantum of tests and so forth. And we are a very tested community, the gay community.
Right? Yeah.
We have the testing rates in the up to 80%.
Right. Now,
of course, that's not good enough. And also, critics will say, well, it has to be 100%, but that just doesn't work in the real world. But what I think is important for people to know, and I think that more worrying is that people don't generally know about things like post-exposure prophylaxis. So that if people, young people, find that they've exposed themselves to the potential risk of contracting HIV by having unprotected sex with somebody, even if it's another young'un, then they need to know that they can go to the Alfred and take advantage of the post-exposure prophylaxis service that they have. So basically, for the people that don't know what we're talking about, that actually accounts for about 50% of gay men, according to social research. Post-exposure prophylaxis is a course of medication that you can take for 28 days. You need to take it for 28 days if you think that you've been exposed to HIV. However, there is a catch. You need to access those drugs within 72 hours of the potential exposure. And actually, the quicker the better. So,
right.
Had unprotected sex and you think, oh, I can wait a couple of days. You really shouldn't.
And also, Colin, too, it's not just HIV. Like, the biggest epidemic of STIs, certainly in Victoria at the moment, is chlamydia spread through unprotected oral sex,
which,
or foolish oral sex.
Can be completely
asymptomatic. You don't know you've got it until you wake up one morning in your 30s and you're sterile. Or you've passed it on to everybody else that you've rooted in the meantime.
And it also is really easily dealt with as well. It's very easily...
It's so simple. And I think, you know, when you're saying that the testing rates are really high, it's because it's free and convenient.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy to take care of.
Well, I think that the testing rates for HIV are certainly high. I think that the issue that you allude to is that basically if you're a sexually active man, young, old or otherwise, then it's really important to have a regular sexual health test, perhaps every 3 months if you're having lots of sex. And for people like you, Scott Brennan, perhaps weekly.
Now, can I ask, Colin, this has always been my method of safe sex in relationships, is to go, right, we've been seeing each other for 3 months, let's go and have tests at the same time together, and then when we get those test results back, 3 months later, go for another test, and then after that, let's talk about maybe not using condoms together, but making sure if we're going to do it outside the house. We are very careful. Now, if you're in a relationship for a week, surely that's not long enough for you to go, oh, I think, you know, this is fine. Oh, let's stop using condoms immediately.
Yeah, you can spaff in my bum. Go on.
That's exactly right. And the other thing is that you don't always need to couch it in terms of mistrust of the other person.
No.
Look, I've been tested for HIV maybe a year ago and it was negative, but I don't actually know now that I'm still HIV negative, so it's probably a really good idea if we use condoms until we're sure.
Because there is a 3 month window between tests where it can show up, even if you've not had sex, isn't that right?
That's right. The other thing is, you know, like because a lot of these relationships are rather short in duration. If after a week you find out that he scratched your Lady Gaga CD, or
which is a hanging offence,
You know, I suppose the young folk don't really buy CDs anymore, do they?
No.
Nothing to scratch.
You've dropped his iPhone into the bath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I suppose young people don't have baths either.
No, I don't think they wash at all.
But do you know what? I was with Peter, I reckon, maybe like 7 years before we stopped using condoms.
Yeah.
And it was quite funny because I went to, because we did the thing, we got tested, just let's see what's lurking. And I went to my GP and I said, I want to get, you know, the full, you know, grease and
the
oil
gamut.
Change because my husband and I want to stop using condoms.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, oh... He actually said, congratulations.
Oh, like, my God.
I thought he was going to give me a cup to piss in and some flowers.
It's like, really hard to find a card for that occasion, though.
Like, when you say it's not an occasion for distrust, like, it totally wasn't.
No.
Like, it was, like, a sort of a really odd sort of prenuptial ritual. You know, it was like a bridal shower.
7 years. That's quite some time.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we had a lot of shit to get around to.
Oh, wow. Can you not say a lot of shit? Anyway.
No. I'm not allowed to swear on Puffcast anymore.
Yeah, you can swear.
No, I just wondered about the image of not using condoms and shit. No, I just didn't want to think about that.
It was an image of me being bronzed up in Peter's poo-poo.
Oh, that, yeah. It was you drilling for Vegemite. That,
It's fine when we talk about people we don't know doing it, but when it's Peter, deal.
Some people enjoy that, though.
Yeah, but not Peter.
Yeah,
Peter's not allowed to enjoy sex.
Yeah, just get chop-topped by someone else, please.
So I think perhaps 7 years is a long time.
Yeah, but a week is too short.
And a week is much too short.
But I know what you're saying, Colin. When I was 19, I remember being with someone who I was going to be with for the rest of my life.
Oh, my God.
And then we broke up before I discovered he'd given me craps. Like, it's, you know, that takes 7 days to show up, that those creeping evil.
Yeah.
And also, why in such a hurry to take the frangers off? Like, you know, like it, you still get to where you're going.
In a hurry to be grown up.
Yeah.
Well, it's not. That doesn't make you grown up.
But I don't know. Maybe it's a different thing. Like for us, condoms are just, you know, they've always been there. We had all that advertising in the 80s about AIDS and stuff like that. We saw that.
That's all still going on.
I know it is, but maybe it's just because the advertising isn't quite as kind of harsh as it was.
But it was new for us. It was new for us, and they've grown up with it.
Yeah.
I also think
pedestrian.
The young gays nowadays are like, there's so much more lesbian about things. There's so much in such a hurry to get to like a really dramatic intimacy. When I was 19, whatever, you know, but the 19-year-olds now are like in a big hurry to get coupled. I don't know whether it's a side effect of the marriage debate or something.
Who knows?
But they really want
to,
like, put a ring on it quickly.
Matron.
It also depends on the kind of young people that you're talking about, because that's probably true, Toby, of people who are kind of connected to the gay community. But there'd be a bunch of people, as I was, out in North Dandenong, which is a very forgiving place of homosexuality.
Yes.
There was a ritual burning every week.
Oh, dear.
So for those people, it's very difficult to actually kind of even find sex initially.
Yeah.
And there's another issue, too, about this whole kind of thing with young people is often, well, young people can also get involved with older people who they trust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to suggest for one moment, because I don't believe it, that old people are fibbers. But
some are.
Some are.
We've met some of them on this podcast.
Yes, we have.
Sure. But, I mean, there may be older people who actually fall into that category of not actually knowing that they have HIV or have syphilis or gonorrhea or chlamydia or any one of those things. So they're operating on the best of their knowledge too. So I just think the take-home message here is if you think you've put yourself at risk of HIV, there's post-exposure prophylaxis, there's PEP. Mm-hmm. And if you're having sex with a whole bunch of folk, then it's really good idea to get regularly tested.
And by a whole bunch of folk, you mean one after the other.
Yes.
If you have more than 4 boyfriends in a month.
Yes.
Or one after the other on the same night.
It's not all about Scott.
Hey, I did get a little misty when he said that, though.
Well, thank you, Colin. We'll all go and make sure ourselves are all clean and nice and spick and span. Mm-hmm. But the young people should as well.
Yes. And we should also say that testing is actually really easy now.
Yes.
It's so easy. It's
not like when we were kids and they used to shove things down the eye of your penis.
Scraping, and it's really painless and easy and free. And so
we haven't done that since the first world. Oh, you were there about it.
Yeah. I was getting tested back then. thanks so much, Colin Petrucci.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Right, okay.
Now I remember.
Yeah, you know what? I remember that very clearly because that was one of our most mediocre episodes.
We said it at the time, didn't we?
Definitely. Yep. Nothing
I'm
really good, nothing
so
atrocious.
So glad that the second episode of season 3 is the shittest that we've ever done. You're up to season 3.
When is this going to air? What year is it? What planet am I on? Who are you?
Oh my
people?
God, oh my God.
What am I doing here? I want my family back!
It's Halloween next week. Oh. We'll be back next time on the Poofcast.
Stop us before we kill again.
Yeah.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Poofcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Poofcast.